no, shh. It's okay. It's okay, baby, it's me. Hell of a party last night, huh? How about we keep it going? Oh, shit. Baby, are you okay? What was that? She don't want to wake anybody else. Jesus. What am I doing here? Well, I thought it was obvious. What do you mean it's not right? Oh God, seriously? Seriously? How many times do I have to throw myself at you before you get it? How many house parties do we have to throw with me throwing myself at you by dawn? Okay, maybe I was a little drunk last night, but I'm fine now, so what's the deal? Get what? You? Me? Us? I've asked you to basically fuck me like 19 times now, and you just keep avoiding it. Me? Like the fucking plague. Am I that ugly to you? Okay, so what gives? At least get up off the floor. Come on, come back to bed. It is your bed, after all. There you go. Can we at least cuddle a little? You have always let me hug you, so what about this time? Thank you. Okay, so let's get into this. Wait, what? Oh, come on. Well, I mean, I didn't really go yandere on you. I didn't drug you or tie you down or anything. But I guess I did climb into your bed while you were asleep. Still, you had an avenue of escape. And it led you onto the floor. That's on you. So let me just ask. Can you like me? I mean, like that. Not young dear, of course. I mean, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. Neither of us are dating right now, and when was your last date anyways? Damn. That's sad. But I can, of course, fix that for you. Okay, fine. Wait, what? No! So you say you've never even seen me trying to hook up with you? How? What am I doing that you're missing? What am I not doing? You're not gay or anything, right? I mean, it's totally okay if you are. I just don't want to put... Okay, so then what is it? Like, every party we throw here ends with me at your door? I mean, sure, some nights I've been really blitzed, but still, I try to make my intentions and desires really clear at each party, at least by morning. It's you I keep coming to, right? I what? I've been drunk enough to pass out? Well, I don't remember that, but maybe... Wait. Have I ever been blackout drunk? Oh, God, I have. Did anything ever... Oh, thank God. So, what, you just carried me to my room whenever I got that bad? What about the others? Did they... Thank you. I really am lucky to have roommates like you guys. The ladies, too. Does everyone in the house know I get like that? Have you guys, like, always felt like you had to watch out for me whenever I get that bad? Well, that's pretty fucking embarrassing. All I ever really remember is asking you out or inviting myself to your bed, or you to mine. That and the occasional hangover, or yelling at someone to be quiet. Or everyone to be quiet. I have to thank you all, especially you, for keeping an eye on me, though. I know our housemates and friends are all good and trustworthy people, but still, I guess I've been a bit more careless than I realized. Every time? Really, every time? So wait, you're telling me that every time I've tried to hook up with you, I've been drunk? That's all you see and remember? And because I was blitzed, you just turned me away and was unwilling. But you do realize that I wasn't coming on to you because I was drunk, right? I was drunk because I wanted to be able to come on to you. I can't do it sober. Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't just some drunken floozy perving on some random guy. It was liquid courage. Liquid courage! I couldn't bring myself to ask you out when I was stone cold sober. I love you. You're just so... I guess I waited for us to throw a house party so I had a reason to get a little drunk, and each time we planned a shindig, I was always so excited to end the party with you. But then, with Big Daddy Jack Daniels or Johnny Walker on my side, I was able to bring myself to ask you out. Or fuck me raw. Whatever. I honestly just thought I was asking you out. But you really never saw me seriously lusting after you? Drunken or not? So, the only thing you ever noticed was a drunken friend that you didn't want to take advantage of. And we weren't bumping uglies all this time because you thought it was the alcohol driving my desire. You're that good a man. That good a friend? You denied yourself all of this because you're honorable to a fault? What about when I was sober? I mean, I'm not drunk all the time. You didn't want to embarrass me with my drunken confessions. Well, shit. So, I did ask you out when I was drunk. It wasn't always just my offering you wild fucks or whatever I did while drunk. I did actually ask you to be mine, right? At least a few times. Before and after begging you to raw dog me. So you thought it was all the same ask? Just a drunken horn dog saying love me in every sense of the term. And you never, ever touched me? Oh. I mean, wow. I already loved you, but... And let's be fair here. Most guys would have probably banged me by now and blamed my constant drunken confessions as consent. Even the good ones, so... You're kind of amazing. Really. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I might still smell like alcohol, but you do believe that I'm sober, right? You believe that any confession right now would be genuine and sincere. That if I asked you to bang me like a drum, slam me like a door, split me like a cord of wood, or add the bed, subtract the sheets, divide my legs, and multiply, you would believe I was serious. Not just me repeating a bunch of weird shit I got off the internet. So, then let's pick one and go to town. Wait, what the fuck? You want me to take a sobriety test? You asshole. Okay, that kiss makes up for your shit joke, asshole. Please, please take me. I need. Why did it take you this long? Yeah, just take your clothes off for me, okay? I don't wanna wait. I just wanna feel you, okay? You can just put it in. I know that it took a lot of restraint. I'm not doing it what you probably wanted to do, so you can just let it all out, okay? Let it out. Fuck me. Oh god. I can't believe I've been missing. Oh, I'm never gonna let you go. I hope you know that. Was denied true happiness forever, and we just made up for that lost time. Hey, when your eyes roll back to the front, could you look at me? You know, we should have been doing this for like a decade, right? Do you think the rest of the roommates know about us? About me? Or how much I wanted you? Yeah, well, I guess they wouldn't tell me either. Or if they did, I was busy drunkenly confessing to you at the time, so I probably just don't remember. At least I don't have to drink so much anymore. It's expensive. It truly is. And I actually never liked alcohol that much. Well, not to excess, at any rate. I just kind of drank until I was ready to jump you, and, well, that's all I remember, I guess. Anyway, I won't be banging on your door while inebriated anymore. No need, right? We're finally a thing. Unless, of course, you'd like to go again with me blitzed off my ass and see what it's like fucking me raw that way. Dude, don't freak out. I'm consenting. You're just too good for this world. God damn it. You denied yourself. And me, to be honest. Because you wouldn't allow yourself to be that kind of guy. Chivalry, honor, integrity, respect, you embody it all, and your reward for being a good man was not doing what we just did. Despite obviously wanting this almost as much as I did. Do. Damn. Present perfect tenses always mess me up, especially with a hangover and post-orgasm. Anyway, calm down. You fucking a drunk chick who's desperately in love with you was just a joke anyways. Kind of. But, just in case, I'm sure we can find me some leftover liquid courage downstairs. Just hurry and get it before the rest of the house notices it and us are missing. Drunk or not, you're not leaving me, this bed, or this room, anytime soon. Yeah, they probably already know what's going on in here. I mean, I wasn't exactly quiet back there. Down there? Just now? Whatever. But that's on you, too. Yeah. On you. Like me. Right now.